What's up, correct me if I'm wrong, listeners. I have a nice panel here today, and we're going to talk about some love, sex, and some everyday struggles, you know, things like that. Now, y'all can chime in, and you can send a voice message if you agree or you disagree or anything that we say, or you can just like this shit, either or, just share the love. Now, I'll let my panel introduce themselves if they want, and let's get right into the episode and stuff. But if this is your first time tuning in to my podcast, I start all my podcast episodes off with a good affirmation to step the vibe and to make sure we're all in the right state of mind and shit. So the affirmation for today is going to be, until men and women start having conversations about who they truly are, what demons they battle with, where they lack, and what they truly want, love will continue to be a temporary emotion. So honesty and communication are the keys for today. So do my panel want to introduce themselves?
Sure, I'll go first. Hey, you guys. What's up? It's Nikki Deluxe.
My girl. Okay.
Hey, what's up? It's Astrid. First time here. I'm very excited.
Hey, it's Vanessa. Yeah, first time here. Just excited to help out Ashley.
Well, thank you.
You're the only one that
shout me out a little bit, you know? Rude, but no. So let's do some icebreakers just to warm shit up a little bit. You know, warm everybody up, get everything going. So are you a morning person or a night person?
Night.
You a night?
Definitely yes. Morning.
Steve, where are you?
I think it depends. I think sometimes maybe Monday through Wednesday, I'm morning. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm
okay.
Night.
Like, yep.
Right? I feel like I can do more during the week in the morning, but towards the end, I'm like, get me after 6 p.m.
Yeah, I'll agree. Yeah. I agree. As the week kind of dies down, then you become a nighter.
Yeah.
I agree with that. So, like, what's the best word that could describe you? You got to tell somebody. One word.
One word that would describe me?
Mm-hmm.
I would say eclectic.
Say again?
Eclectic.
Okay.
You know, you can't put me in a box, you know, like I'm a black girl, but I like rock music, you know, I like painting, I like all these other things. So to me, you know, you can't put me in a box. I would say I'm well-rounded or eclectic.
What about you, Astrid?
This is very difficult. One word to describe me, I would say amazing, because I think I put in effort, best foot forward in everything that I do.
Sounded like a job interview, I feel.
Amazing.
Okay, Astrid.
Amazing, yeah. Astrid. Thank you.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Astrid.
I think I would have to describe myself as either silly or goofy. I think I have eczema now. Because I think I'm pretty shy at first. I'm quiet.
Yeah, you are really
but
quiet.
But then once like the real Vanessa's out, it's like
you're evil.
Excuse me.
I'm her evil twin.
No, I'm
she's like no. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, like, I think I'm the best of both worlds. I'm like both sides.
I feel it. So which one would you pick? Love or fear?
Loved.
What about you?
Love or fear?
Mm-hmm. Would you want to be loved or feared?
Well, I want to be respected. I really don't care about being loved.
So you'd be feared?
Not even feared. Just respected.
That's not one of the options.
I'm sorry.
I said loved or feared.
I'm not a big lovey person. That's how I live my life. I think, I would want to be loved. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know. I guess, love. I mean, my family loves me. They don't fear me, so.
Yeah. Which one did you pick?
Well, I think currently I'm on the feared side. Not really want, like, just personal issues. I'm not really with the love right now, so I'd rather just
Don't slide in the DMs.
I'm
not off limits.
This is not fun over here.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good ride though. Mm-hmm. It might be fun.
Whoa.
I know,
okay.
Right?
It might be fun, but in the end, it's not going to be fun.
I think I want to be loved. I don't really care to be feared or whatever. Fear not going to get you nowhere. You don't get no type of opportunities or anything like that if somebody fears you. Nobody ever want to approach you with anything. You know what I mean?
Let's ask Donnie.
Who's Donnie?
Uh-oh.
Who's Donnie?
Yeah.
Who's Donnie?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's Donnie?
The president.
Oh.
I thought she was going like ex-boyfriend on that. I was like, Donnie?
No.
Someone was going to come out of the other door.
Who? So what is your most used emoji?
You already know mine.
The black moon
face? The black moon face looking to the side. That is my, I know I messed up, I know I said something sneaky, and that's my look to the side, like mischievous look like.
Or it's, when it's sent to me, it's more of a, what happened?
It's more of a, bitch, let me tell you what happened last night.
Spill that tea.
That's mine, yeah.
What about yours, Astrid?
That's kind of hard. I don't really use emojis, but it would definitely be something positive. Hey, don't hate on the Androids. We still have emojis. It would either be the clapping hands or the 100.
Ooh, deep. You do use that one.
I do use that.
That clap back.
I think mine is like the blushy one, like. Yeah, I said that. Oops. Yeah. Not really sorry.
That's that feared, goofy, silliness come into play.
Like,
no, yours.
Uh-oh.
What is
eggplant?
I knew it!
No. What is mine? What do I use all the time? What do I use all the time?
You don't really use emojis that much.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel, I don't really.
Oh, no, you know, you use the faces. Like, today you sent me one where, like, the guy was, like, touching his face or something. You use the actual, faces.
Like, thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I use a thinking emoji.
You don't use, like, the real emojis, like, ones you use.
Yeah. Oh, but that's... Yeah.
Pretty lame.
Maybe I should Android. No, okay, so what's your favorite cuss word to use?
Shit.
What? I thought you had Tourette's.
It would be shit.
Oh, mine's is bitch.
Mine's is, you know mine. I'm like, God damn it.
Or God damn, I say God damn. What's yours, Vanessa?
Mine's fuck.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm hard.
Fuck. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I did that. Or,
yeah. Fuck. All right, so let's get into the questions now since we're all warmed up and everything. I think that was a little breaker. So does dating, since we're, you know, you're all dating, everybody's out there, the world is dating. Is dating causing anxiety for those out there, you think?
You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm, you can.
I think I used to get really bad anxiety when it came to dating because I used to put too much pressure on dating itself. And then I started to kind of pull back because I was so emotionally invested. She knows I would text her every day complaining. I was so emotionally invested and I felt like I was putting so much out and I wasn't really receiving anything in return. And I told her, I said, I don't want to become a really cold person. I still want to date and be like my genuine self, but learn how to have boundaries. So that's what I worked on towards the end of last year to this year, is just dating and having boundaries and just learning how to have fun again. And saying if it does work, it's perfect. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But don't come to the list like, you know, I'm over 30. And, you know, your parents, your family, when are you going to settle down? When are you going to have kids? When are you going to get married? So you go into every day with those kind of expectations and that pressure. And then when you get let down or you feel like maybe you've exposed too much or shown too much and you get taken advantage of and kind of duped, used. So you kind of pull back, but I've learned to just say, just have fun with it. And I have my boundaries and lock the cookie down because, you know, like, no, seriously, lock the cookie down.
Yes.
And get what you're going to, let somebody reveal them to you. These people are in your life to court you, to show you what they have to offer you. And that's like old school dating. And it's okay to like be open and be receptive of that, but just like, let that person come and show you what they're willing to prove before you kind of let your guard down and you're like all in and you expect like, you're planning your marriage in your head. I'm going to have this dress. We're going to have 2.5 kids. We're going to have this white picket fence and you don't even know the man's middle name.
Yeah. So, or if you got if his bed's not on the floor.
Oh, that's true.
bills.
Or look, like, light bill and baby mama name, you know?
Something. You know, you got no bills. Credit is like,
yeah.
That's what I'm worried about is the credit score.
Yeah.
You know? But even with that being said, I think somebody can be on paper. Like, everything is, like, good on paper because I've had that. And it just, you just don't have that chemistry, too. You know, and you're so bored. You're so, like, you just get anxiety because they're so boring and you put that pressure like, well, it's supposed to fit, it's supposed to work, and why is it not working? So I think just having a flow and like a method and going about it and just being having fun again. So my dating for the last few months have really been fun.
That's good.
But what about you? Like dating and like, you know, dating and stuff causing anxiety, like especially in the lesbian world. How is that?
I know.
I've been outed.
You're lying. I was like, oh my god.
Surprise.
Like, no. You're well known, honey.
I don't think so. I think just in like the LGBTQ T, whatever all the letters are.
Not, we can't say that.
Yeah, whatever it all is. They keep adding more letters. So
Q was the last one. The Q or queer is back, right?
Well, it's,
sorry.
I don't know. Well, you can like, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a lot more. It's a lot more. It's like open. Like you meet, you just run into someone, and it's like, oh, you just catch eyes, and it's like, boom, you're there. It's not like really much anxiety unless like you're really trying to force it into something, like force something into it. Just, but I think if you're just out. And you meet someone, it's not really so much pressure.
It's more like flowy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the community is so small. Mm-hmm. It's big, but it's so small. It's like so small. So it's like, even if like I know this person and like I see another person, I'm like, oh, like who's your friend? Or like they know my friend, or like just, it's like you're always like a 3 or 4 separation apart. Mm-hmm. Like it's not, so like the anxiety really isn't there. You can just hang out and kick it as homies. And then if it comes out to be something, then it's something. It grows into something, but it's not. So I think from my experience and like my friend group, I don't think like there's much anxiety until like you find someone you fall for and they're not really into it, you, and it's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
So it's funny you said that stressful. About the eyes. I was watching like Jason Lee, like Hollywood Unlocked, and he was saying how like, he was like, yeah, you know, when someone locks eyes, they have like the homosexual eyes, you know, he said it's like a 10-second look, and it's like just to kind of see if, okay, are you feeling me? Are you not feeling me? He said they have the homosexual eye or they have the homosexual mouth. And I was like, what is that?
That's a thing. It's a thing. It's
what
a thing.
Is the mouth?
Yeah. It's like the licking of the lips or something, like.
Yeah, they were saying it's a real thing. And like the eye is just like a long enough where they'll notice, and if they're not with it, you can kind of turn around and be like, okay, they're not with it. But just long enough that they are with it, they're like,
you'll notice. Yeah. Yeah, it's like you'll just see them from across the room, you'll look, and then like you'll either just like, it'll be too like a good amount of time, or like, and you'll just like,
So then what happens after the look?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Then, like, it'll be like, then you know, like it's approachable either way. Like,
I wonder if that works on like heterosexual eyes.
Yeah,
I'm
that's.
I'm like, can you show me after?
Yeah,
got it. We'll make it like a little tool.
Yeah.
What's your opinion, Ashley?
On
does dating cause anxiety?
Yes, for me it does a lot. I feel like overall I'm an anxious person, and with it, I'm over 30, so there's a lot of anxiety that comes with it, a lot of expectations for myself as well as family. But I am still working on trying to not let it get to me. But it does give me anxiety.
I agree.
Yeah, I think in our culture, they put so much pressure on women as far as dating, about having to be the complete package, and not a lot of pressure on men to become the complete package in order to be the provider, you know, the protector and all these things, and how to date properly. You know, when you're about to get married, somebody sits you down, or you're in a relationship, and you know all the women in your family give you all the advice on how to be a better woman, or a better wife, or a better girlfriend, better mother. But nobody sits down and has that same conversation with the man explain to them, like, hey, this is how you become a really good husband, and the sacrifices you'll also have to make, you know, for your wife, and things that you want to do and provide for them as well. So it's a cultural thing, You know, we're stressed out over here. We're trying to carry everything.
Yeah, that's when we become the parenting. And we start to find men, and then we have to teach them how to be who we want them to be.
And he lays his mom's tit and he comes over here to our kids.
No, I'm holding on to mine. I'm not doing that. I'd rather be single.
Exactly. I don't want to build a man. Build a bear for that. Right. Like, I'm good.
So do you feel like chivalry is dead?
Yes.
You want to elaborate on that? Because I have a funny story, but I want you to
go
first.
Well, I'll speak on the most recent dates I've been on. I do believe that chivalry is dead. I believe it's not something that is being taught anymore. And then I also believe that some gentlemen don't feel comfortable because they're not sure how that will be received by the woman. Like, they don't know if it's something that the woman would like. Is it okay for me to open the door for you? Is it okay for me to pay the dinner bill?
And it's probably really hard for men nowadays to feel like they can open the door or pay for the meal or anything like that, because a lot of people feel, especially being black women, feel that if you're a black woman, you're an independent, strong black woman. You know what I mean?
I like to be...
But I'm just saying.
Fellas, let me let you know right now, on our date, you will pay the bill, and I am not no independent woman that don't need no man. I'm sorry. I know how to mow the lawn, but I would prefer for you to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
I concur.
Everybody gets the impression that African-American women are independent and strong, and they can take care of this, take care of that. Like, I'm not doing it. She got it. You know, it's like embedded in many people's head, not only African-American dudes, but it's also embedded into white people and everybody else.
I think it's a minority thing too, you know, and I think I think it's a coping mechanism for us as women, especially me being a black woman. I can't personally say what, you know, you guys dealt with, but you know, you guys are
brown
minority, you know, you are considered a minority group. But I know for a fact that, you know, it's more preached in other households that, you know, it's okay to find a man that is more established. It's okay to be a at home, you know, mother and wife. That's a job, you know, and it's a necessary job in the community. You know, we have nowadays we have two people that are trying to prove how independent they are in a relationship, and no one's there to raise the children. You know, everyone's out making money to prove to everybody else how successful they are, and nobody's there to really raise up a child. Like how it used to be in olden times, and what you have now is TV's raising children, media's raising children, children's other, you know, parents are raising your child after school programs, and you think about it, there's budget cuts, people that really don't care about your child's well-being. So, you know, if you could take a step back and say, hey, you know, let you be the man, you be the head of the household, and I'll take care of the children until we really, you know, if I really need to go out there, but it's not a necessity, you know, but we get judged a lot in our culture. I was with my ex fiance, and, you know, everyone asked me, well, what do? I was like, I don't have to do anything, you know? He doesn't want me to do anything right now. He wants me to take a break. You know, I've been working my whole life since I was 13 years old, and he's like, just take a break. It's okay, like, I got you. And everyone, like, was, like, up in arms about that. Like, oh my God, you're crazy. I'm like, no, I can do it if I have to. I can step out there and do it, but right now I choose not to do it, and it's okay. So I think chivalry is what people make it. I told her about a date I had, like a few nights ago. A guy pulled up in a really nice car and stuff, and I walk outside and he's just sitting in the car. And I open the car door and I said, excuse me, you need to get out and open the door for me. And he's like, oh my God, are you serious? I'm like, I'm so serious. I will not go to dinner with you until you open the car door for me. So I close the door back, he walks around to the car, he opens the car door for me, he closes me in, and then he comes around and he comes inside. He's like, you know, my whole lifetime of dating, it's only been one other woman that has required me to do that. And he's a father, he's been married before, you know? So it's like women are not requiring things because they're afraid, like, oh, maybe he's not gonna wanna date me if I require him to do these things. But men feel most comfortable in that position.
Yeah.
That's when men thrive.
Yeah.
So.
I think for me, I've told me and my brothers, we talk about this, and we have been raised to always do things like that for women. Like, my brothers have been raised like that, and so, like,
mine too.
Yeah, you have to, like, you open the door for them. They walk on the inside of the street. You you pick up the bill. I was talking to this one girl, and she said something about, I don't know what it was, but I was like, no, if you're with me, like, you're not gonna open your own door. You're not gonna, like, you're gonna walk on the inside of the street. I'm gonna take care of everything. Like,
seriously.
And like, that's just how I was raised. And it's like, and she's like, I can open my own door. I was like, I know you can, but you don't need to. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're with me, you're not gonna need to. Mm-hmm. And that's like the thing. Like, if I'm taking a girl out on a date, like, I'm not gonna be like, hey, I'm outside. Like, I come to the door for you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just.
But you waited outside.
Well, I'm not a girl, apparently. According to Vanessa, girl. I'm not a girl.
You don't know me.
Listen, just so you know, I am a girl.
I picked her up. You don't
15
know
minutes late.
You're not 15 minutes late.
You were 15 minutes late.
No, anyways, as we're...
I get it.
Respect your feelings.
Did you touch on that?
Yes.
Yeah, you did. Yes. You were the first person to touch on it. Yeah. You all made valid points or whatever. Yeah. Like, especially your story about the man.
I'm like, dude, it's you bad. Got at me. You
was there a second date?
It's a respect
thing. Afterwards, I'll tell you what happened. nothing sexual or anything like that, but he was so happy about our date. You know what I mean? He was like really, really excited about our date. So, you know.
That's all she gonna give you.
Why you asked that?
Yeah. But I think it's because I challenged him. You know, I see a lot of men that are very successful, established, and, you know, want to be masculine. And women are trying to do everything, you know. We don't have to do everything, and we have to literally lead with our divine femininity. And that's something that I've been, like, reading upon for, like, the last 6 months, and it's helped me change my whole mindset around. And it's like, dating is, like, a choice. You don't have to date me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to lower my standards to date you. You approach me, and if you want to approach me and date me, you date me at my level or higher, or don't date me at all.
A lady should always be treated like a lady, regardless of anything.
Or don't meet another lady. You know, if you don't want to treat this lady like me, I can get my hair, my nails, I can pay my own bills, I can do everything for myself. If you feel like you can't step to me and contribute to that, or date me at that level, or anything, I'm not even talking about financially, just meet me at that level, date somebody in your own tax bracket.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Date a chick that's like, you know, date that chick.
That one.
Ramen noodles. I like garlic noodles.
From scratch.
I like mine from scratch. You better bring the chef and have him, you know, a private chef.
So, bringing somebody home after these dates and stuff like that, how would you feel if your family didn't like the person that you bring home?
Who's starting?
I'll do this one.
Yeah, please.
I mean, I didn't know. I brought home a few, but, you know, girls that I brought home to my family. Let's see, maybe four that my family has met. And any of them that they didn't like, I didn't know until after. My family, you know, like, that's the person that makes you happy, they're gonna let me be. Because, like, my brothers had some that we did not like, but at that point in time, that made my brother happy. So we bought our time, we take it. It's fine. So there was never an issue. We never had an issue with our family, and there'll never be an issue. Unless we get to the point where, like, you know, if we feel like we're gonna marry this person, then the family's gonna say something.
Step in, exactly.
Yeah. But if we're dating and, like, we haven't gotten there yet, like, let it play out. Like, they'll see what we see. And that's what happened with my brother and his ex. And, like, he realized it now. But, like, after breaking up with these girls, it's like, oh, I didn't really like that one. My nieces and nephews are, like, notorious for telling me that stuff. There's some that they really liked, but there's some that did not like, but they didn't tell me till after because it made me happy,
and
because they just want to see me happy.
Yeah, exactly. Your family knows you well enough that eventually you'll make a good, you know, you'll make the right choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you've been raised right, and what they've instilled in you, eventually you're not going to stray too far.
Because that love is blind.
but you're not going to go too far from what they've instilled in you, you know? So that's my thing. I have three brothers, and it's always like, she's a little out there. I don't know about that one. But like I said, eventually it's like they come back and they're like, whoa, like, I don't know what I was wilding for the last 2 years. Like, that's not even my thing. She's not even my type, you know? So that's, I do agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Astrid? Like, how would you feel if your family didn't like someone that you brought home, or your friends or anybody, someone close to you?
My family, it would be the same as Vanessa. My family wouldn't tell me if they didn't like them. But for the most part, everyone I have brought home, they have liked. If my friends didn't like them, that hasn't really happened either. I would take into consideration what other people would say, but at the end of the day, I mean, it would be up to me, right, what it is that I do. But
my mom never liked anybody. Seriously, she'll tell me. And it messes with me. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. I hear that every time I look at that man, I hear her, you know, disapproval. I hear what she doesn't like about him. That's all I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've learned to kind of keep what's important to me kind of quiet. Mm-hmm. And I do kind of understand too, like most people kind of project their own insecurities or what they've been through, you know, like my mom's a single mom. So it's like, lady, if I listen to you through my whole life, I'm going to be like maybe alone. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like something's got to give.
A couple things that person did just triggered something in her mind. Like, I remember this dude did that. Not fuck that.
Well, she's like, oh, he's too short. She's like, no, you need a taller man. You need someone that's going to be, he looks like he's not masculine enough. He looks kind of feminine. Like, you know, and I'm like, dude, like, just let me like this man. Yeah. He's a good man. And it messes with me. I see him, I'm like, oh my God, he has small shoulders.
Oh my God.
His hands are small. Like, that's all I see. Like, that's
I feel like she would be.
She's like, yeah.
She does it to herself.
T-Rex arms.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm such. He actually knows. I'm so picky, you know, and it's not. It's never one about what's thing. Important.
Yeah, it's one little thing. So just throw everything.
I'm off. A nose fan. I'm like, if he has a weird nose, I can't get with it.
One little thing could throw everything off.
Yeah,
his nose.
I'll just keep it to myself.
Yeah. So which one would you choose? Okay. A man with money or woman with money and no time, or a man with time and no money?
I mean, I feel like how we are now, like we're making our own money. Like I can make my own money. I can take care of myself. I don't need your money. If I don't have, if you're making all this money and you don't have no time for me, like what does that do for me? I need you. If you're going to be my partner, I need you to be with me. Yeah. So I can provide, like if that's the role I'm going to play, then I need you.
So then, you would choose somebody who has no money but time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I mean, like, I can make the money. Like, it's not.
No, yeah. Come on. She's talking about like broke girl. Like, he's driving your car. I mean, she's driving your car.
Oh wait, hold on.
Or she just chilling.
Like, broke.
Like somebody who's just
are they providing like something to me? Like giving me
time.
Service?
Just time. All just they time. Give
they
you is
time. Kisses.
They ain't cleaning my house and like making sure I have dinner and stuff.
That's gonna get old real fast.
They gonna be my little housewife?
Like, yeah, I need to cook the same thing 3 weeks in a row.
Some ramen.
You ain't learning no new recipes. You've been here all day.
No Mexican chicken.
I would, first,
I need more clarification on the question. But yeah, I mean, if they have no money, no ambition, no drive, I can't do it. So it's like, why do they not have money? Are they in school or are they just not doing anything?
Let's just say that they are trying to find themselves.
No.
So they don't have no money.
Do that.
No, I can't do that. Yeah, I'm not looking at
school. You're not with me. Meet me in a couple years.
Yeah.
Get to where you're going, boo-boo.
I'm too old for that. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to have a baby, like, not have my partner be a baby. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, can't do that.
How about you, D?
I think I've had, like, both. When I was young, I had the one that was like, oh, he's super fine. You know, every time I call him, he's available. And we're hanging out. We're doing stuff. But with all that being said, you know, idle time is the devil's playground because all he had was time and he had a lot of other time with a lot of other women. So I'd rather have the one that, and I've had the other end where it really taught me, independence, you know, and it taught me like a more mature relationship where I had the man that had a lot of money and not a lot of time. It was so hard at first because I used to like beg him, like, please let's spend time together. And he had to sit down and tell me, he said, every morning I wake up and my feet hit the floor, it's so you can have a better life. Mm-hmm. You know, and he said, that is my reason why. And you're never going to understand it because you're not a man.
But someone to say something like that, that sound a little bit kind of like almighty. Someone who's like,
no,
controlling.
Because, no, I would say controlling. I would say that a man that knows his role. Like, we would spend some time together, but it was like, okay, maybe when I'm waking up in the morning, he's going to sleep because he's worked all night, you know? And then maybe during the daytime, I might take myself to a movie.
Wait, do we have kids?
No. Can I finish?
Well,
I'm sorry. I don't have children. I think that it'll change a little bit, but I think sometimes when somebody's trying to build, and they're really doing like a good job of trying to build the foundation for future. And he explained to me, say it's not going to be like that all the time, mm-hmm. but for now I don't have as much time, so you can just be kind of patient with me, and I can make sure that our foundation is straight, so that when we do have children, I can be there more. I can be more present. So, you know, it taught me emotional independence. I think a lot of times as women, we're looking for outward for our mate to make us happy. You know, and I'm like, dude, like now I'm like, just rent the yacht. Like, y'all want to come on the yacht and pop bottles? Like, I have my girlfriends, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to live a life where I'm not financially stressed. So if that means you're going to be gone for a couple weeks, it's like, hey, you know, like a basketball player, you go, you do your business and you come back and we spend our time together, and it's quality over quantity. But I think, you know, not every relationship is the same. I think us as women, we think about a relationship having to be one way. And every relationship is not the same. Some women don't see their husbands for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, you can be on tour, you can be traveling, and she's just popping in and say, hey, you know, and every time they have a baby, it's because they just have that one night to have sex, you know? But every relationship is different. So I think that's what that taught me, to be more open. Mm-hmm. I know you like to talk. Mm-hmm. You want him to cut through late.
What about you?
That's cute. I honestly would, I'm a time person, so I need the attention. And being the way that, you know, being raised, is that, you know, you take care of everything. I mean, not take care of everything, but I take care of myself. So I don't really, like, to a point that I don't need no one's money but my own, but I do need some time from somebody, like, that time to bond. It's more of a bonding moment. That's really it. But I would like someone, I mean, I wouldn't mind to have somebody who has money also, who has money and no time. Because when the time comes, because if we both busy all the time and then all of a sudden we got the time, if we both got our bags up, then that's when we're gonna spend our time together, when we're gonna do something. We're gonna take a trip or some bullshit, something like that. So it could be something like that. I would prefer someone who is on the same level as me, but I don't want to beg for your fucking time. I don't like begging for time for nobody. I don't even like waiting on nobody at all. My time is very precious. But I guess, I mean, it's like hit and miss to me. It's both.
I think as black women, we're so caught up in being raised and be like, oh, you want that fairy tale love.
There's no such thing,
you know, as fairy tales. I want to go to work every day, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to work. This is just my personal thing. I'm working now. I'm 32 years old. I've been working pretty much my whole life. You know, I work hard. I had a business before. I've worked, you know, and I'm not doing that with a man present. I'm gonna do it by myself. Mm-hmm. If you're present in my life, you're going to take on the burden of these bills need to be paid, you know, this needs to be done. And if I wanna help, you know, women are supposed to be a helpmate. That's what I'm there for. I'm there to nurture you. I'm there to build a peaceful home. But I'm not trying to compete and be the breadwinner. You know, if it just so happens, okay, it just so happens. But I'm not gonna be like, oh, I don't need a man. I just want time, because that gets old. I'm sorry. I've been in a situation where it's like, this light bill need to get paid, honey, and that time ain't gonna pay it. So I need you to get out there and make some money.
Shake a little leg.
Shake a little something. You know, because if not, I'll just be by myself. And I'm okay with being alone. I've been alone for a very long time, and it's like, I'm not gonna entertain somebody just because I need a warm body present. I think I'm a little older now, you know, and I've had that. I've had like, all the, you know, the run-of-the-mill relationships and the time, and you know, he has time, we gotta spend time together, but it always, everything that comes up is always a reoccurring thing, and that's finances. Eventually, after a couple years, you're like, okay, what's the next level now? You know what I mean? Are we building something for the future, or are we just spending time together?
Yeah.
And I don't wanna be pregnant and having to work full-time. It's not gonna happen for me. That's just me personally. I want to be getting my feet rubbed on an island somewhere. Popping
up
from
that, everybody. Impregnate her so you rub her feet.
On an island.
On an island. Don't forget that part. So, okay. Being out there, like, you know, the dating and things like that or whatever. So when is it appropriate time for a woman or a man to approach you? So let's say that you're in the gym, at a store, or a gas station, anything like that. Like, when is a good time? I know it's kind of hard for, like, women. Like, men, I'm sure if we had a man on here, he'll probably be like, hey, if a girl pop at me right now, I don't care. You know, like, I take it. But us women, like, if you're at the gym, you don't want nobody coming up to you like, hey, mm-hmm. Hey, Mama Caesar, you know, you're gonna be like, dude, I'm working out or whatever, you know?
I wouldn't even respond.
You won't?
No.
Why not, though?
Because when I go to the gym, I go to work out. I go with a purpose. I'm not there to meet people or socialize. So to be honest with you, I would be somewhat annoyed.
You leave?
No, I wouldn't leave them. No.
You'd just be like,
unless I was done my workout.
Yeah. And I look.
Yeah. Yep. Well, first, like, good luck. Because normally I'm on the Stairmaster. So it's like I would be really high up and like looking down. Like that would just be awkward.
You're like, hey, little mama. Hey, mom. You're like, hello. You're like looking down like.
He's like endangering my life. I could fall from the machine.
And then he catches you. And then it's a Hallmark movie.
That's the perfect fairy tale.
Yes. You got to let the fairy tale come to fruition. Like that. Sleep on that treadmill,
girl. Don't fall for this.
It would have to be a really good approach. It would have to be a really good approach.
No one caught me. I fell and no one caught me.
Text you guys in the morning like, still here.
I think just make a simple conversation. You know, and I say me personally, I don't mind somebody approaching me in my day-to-day activities because I want to meet someone that has common interests as me. You know, so if I'm at the gym or I'm at the movies or I'm at the gas station, like, we all got to get gas. Mm-hmm. We got that in common, boo. Let's get married. No, but actually, some guy tried to get at me the other night at the gas station. And
gas station romance was popping.
Yeah, that's a story.
I popped at him, though. Let's be clear.
Oh, that's okay. What you don't do.
I didn't care. I didn't care.
Yeah, no, I know. But he said something to me and then I didn't really hear him, so I wasn't too sure. So I walked into the gas station to pay and it had the doors that like closed right behind you. And
smashed him.
He said something, he got the car and he kind of like said something and I was paying and I kind of stepped back and I was looking, I'm like, I don't know what he's saying. So I heard him pay and like I came outside and he like smiled off, right? And I'm like, to me, I feel like as a man, you should have came into the store and kind of said, hey, you know, I noticed you. Like, hey, what's up? What's your number? Or wait until I got outside to pump my gas. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a time. And men are, like, scared now.
Yeah.
I think they're scared of just social interactions.
Rejection.
Yeah, and I'm like, even if I reject you, I'm going to do it in a nice way. Yeah. I'm going to be like, oh, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I'll come back, you know, are you seeing me? I'm out with my girls right now. You know, come back. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be around here in 15 more minutes. And
yeah.
I'm kind of busy right now. But I think common interests, like I've been at like a sports bar, you know, something like that, and or you know, like a nice establishment, and I meet, you know, a nice man or something like that. So I just think anytime is the right time if you're single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it should be the right time.
Definitely.
Because you should. It's a numbers game. You know, that's really what it is. It's a numbers game. You're not going to meet the love of your life going to work and going home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, where are you going to meet him? In the car with you? Is it going to be a ghost? Is it going to pop in the passenger
seat? You hella silly.
On all the maps?
Casper.
Yeah, you have people that are just literally, they're going to go to work, and they're going to go home, and they're going to go hop on a dating app instead of being social.
Hey, I do that.
And
I do
living,
that.
But no, look, instead of living your life.
Yeah.
You're still living, though. I feel like I'm actually increasing my chances because it is a numbers game. So it's like I'm out socializing kind of because I'm really shy, but I'm also on the app.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm increasing my numbers.
Mm-hmm. She's being greedy, y'all. She wants everything.
I know. No one else.
She's like, gotta catch them all Pokemon. That's what I'm saying.
Gotta throw that net. Yeah.
Yeah, but not per se you, but I know a lot of men literally just go to work and go home.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm going to hop on like Bumble. I'm going to hop on whatever app. And you're literally just speed dating and you're not making general connections.
Yeah, no.
Because a lot of these men wouldn't even approach you in person because they're afraid to.
Yeah.
But you have to practice being social, like, because a man will take you out and sit at the table on his phone the whole time. And you're like, dude, like, are you serious? You could have just gave me $500 and I could have took myself to eat and just had a fun day without you. You know, to be present, just be present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, what
are
you eating at $500?
That's a lot.
Listen,
how much?
Doubling that tax. I need to know.
And then, when someone approaches you also see that confidence in them.
Yes.
And that's something that you can find very sexy.
That is.
So it's like, draws me to, like, especially if I kind of give you like the little like, what are you doing? You come back later.
The little lesbian eyes.
You come back later. Like, I really like you. Yeah. You know, and I'm not gonna leave until I get your number. What's your number? What's your information?
Yep.
Dang, that's pushy.
I like the pushy.
I like that, yeah.
Okay. I like
too.
It.
Confidence, me too.
I love it because it's like, you know, I know that you're not gonna let me get away. Because I'll test somebody. I'll test them like once, like, ah, it's okay, I'm here with my girls. Comes back, well, I mean, hey, well, I see you, you still with your girls, but I wanna, you know, can I hang out with you too? And I'm like,
hey, little daddy, let me holler at you.
You probably not one down.
Don't come at them like that, because that's kind of ghetto, y'all. And
that's just a little
You're going to get the ramen noodle it's chip funny. If you say something like that.
More like cup of noodles.
your cup of noodles?
What is the difference? I was asking my mom at the grocery store, what's the difference between the Marachi one or the...
Marachi?
The what is that?
Marichin?
Marichin. There you go.
Is it Maruchan?
Maruchan.
Maruchan.
Maruchan. Maruchan.
Okay. And the cup of noodles.
I was like, how does my mom say it in Spanish?
Maruchan.
Is that Spanish?
I don't know. That's just the way she pronounces it, you know, because her accent.
Yeah.
Y'all funny. Like, okay, so.
Fellas, I'm start approaching women in real life.
Yes.
I'm tired of men walking up to me at social events, and the first thing you do when you walk up to me is ask me for my Instagram. Dude, that ask me so for my weird. Phone number. You're weird. You're a weirdo. Women do not like that. Start telling men you don't even have social media. Make them approach you like a real man. Make them do the work. Make them step up and meet you where you are at. Stop lowering your standards and stop allowing men to be lazy when they date you. They start off lazy, you're gonna end lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Preach.
I know, I'm like.
Hands up.
Yes.
Girl is over there. Like,
pray your hand emoji.
Yeah.
Pray your hand emoji.
100.
Should we get you a pen and paper?
Honestly, oh my notes. God, please.
Yeah.
She's recording on her phone.
I know.
So this is something, okay. It's called like sex magic. Okay?
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
So I'm opting out.
You're what?
I'm opting out of this one.
Why?
You need the sound effect. The Michael Myers sex magic sound
that's
effect.
That's Jason.
Oh. Okay, my bad. That's Jason versus Michael Myers. Like the movie where they have both of them on.
You didn't even let it finish.
Jason was never versus Michael Myers. It's okay. Okay. We'll get you a playlist. So, sex magic. It's a modern sex magic users have a myriad historical culture practices to draw inspiration from, and many of them emphasize the importance of finding what works best for you. In ways, sex magic is similar to any other form of energy work, which harnesses energy with the practitioner often tapping into their own spiritual healing. And the only difference is that the energy being harnessed in this case is release of orgasms. Okay, the first step is to have a clear goal and an intention of what you want. So don't do anything and you're just like, oh, I want a big house or a car. No, it don't work like that. You have to like manifest.
Damn it.
I know. I'm not doing it. Shit. Like, I know. I'm gonna work on this magic all night.
So stop. So there's a lady, her name is Luna. So Luna says, I find for me that sex magic works best when your intention has to do with sex, love, confidence, power, and strength. Okay? So would y'all ever bring like sex magic shit into your bedroom?
Yeah, little daddy, let me tie you up and then burn you with some candles.
How it works.
We'll do a seance.
Y'all, they are very
rip it up above you.
They are very like silly. This is not what it is.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not no
I'm
no
sorry,
black
Luna.
Magic spiritual stuff. No. It's more of a self thingy that you bring positivity things into you. Stop looking at me like that. But y'all look at me like
we're listening.
Drawing us in.
But but it brings good things. Like we say affirmations daily, maybe you read them, or you trying to focus more on your throat chakra or your heart chakra, anything like that.
Throat chakra.
Anything like that or whatever. Those type of things that you wanna you
I'm
do,
sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
You
have that. It's like 5 seconds later.
It is. It's like, throat chakra. Like stop. But like would you guys do it? Would you
manifest mm-hmm. some sex?
Through having your orgasm.
First of all, that person that you're manifesting with, it has to be able to manifest. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm manifesting some stuff, when I know you work at the Dollar Tree, sweetie, I'm wasting my time.
Like, but what about, okay, listen. Don't knock the Dollar Tree workers. They are
no.
Shout out to the Dollar Tree. I love the Dollar Tree.
I'm probably going to work part-time at the Dollar Tree because I didn't want some more bundles.
No, she's not. No, she's not. But no, let's say that, okay, don't include a dude or anybody okay. or a girl with you. Just say, could you get a crystal? There's like these things out there, a crystal, quartz crystal type of dildos. I wasn't trying to say the word, but you said it. Very proud. So they are some that when you masturbate and please yourself or whatever, then that's when you hit your peak of having your orgasm, that's when you're mentally mindset and you manifest. So if you do this alone, it's okay to be sitting in your bed or wherever you do your shit and chant a little bit of what you want out of it. They say, because I was watching.
Don't get gold.
I knew you were coming with that. I knew you were coming with that.
Oh my God. Neighbors are going to be like, what is this demon next door?
No, but okay, so there's this show on Apple TV called C. And they're like, so I think this goes back to like Greek wise, because that show is based on like long time ago, like Greek stuff. And she is, no. So she is like, everybody's blind because something happened. They wiped the world out and everyone was, they became blind. But when she prays to God, she masturbates. And then it's so weird. I was watching and I was like, well, what are you doing? Because she was like, I'm praying. I don't think so. I don't know. But anyways, so then she like started doing that and she prayed, and then when she hit her point, that's when she was like blah 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 whatever, she was speaking all that stuff out, praying to the God, and then she was just like amen. And then the second time was she ring her bell. It was like some real pimp stuff. She rung her bell and the girl didn't answer. She rung it again and then the girl came, and I'm just like, why is she calling her in here? She was like, I want to pray, I need to pray. And then all of a sudden, she made the girl go down and do the things or whatever. And I was just like, whoa. And
this
then
is she. Real sex on HBO?
No, it's on Apple TV. Oh. Shout out to Apple.
Dang. This is what she's using her subscription for, you guys.
It's actually free for a year because I'm an iPhone Pro person. Actually, it's not Pro.
And she's
it's
using
just
it
iPhone
to
11.
Watch freaky movies.
Don't get at me like that. But no. That's what happened. So I feel like maybe it is something that's like been around forever.
I think when it comes to manifesting in general, what you're doing is you are solely, everything's in the world's happening around you, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, you know, people play that game Slug Bug or whatever. And I said like that has something to do with, like, to me, manifesting. You're going to notice more, or say you have a certain car, right? You buy a car. You notice all those cars like your car, right? Because you're looking for that now.
Yeah.
Even if it's subconscious, you're looking for it, right? So the thing about when it comes to manifesting, what you're doing is the world is still happening all the way around you, but you're honing in on just that vision. Even if it's consciously, subconsciously, and that's all you'll see. So that's, if you have a goal, you're going to try harder to achieve that goal because you're not letting anything else around you interfere with that.
And I think,
so some people might think it's a spiritual thing, mm-hmm. but I think it's a self-empowering thing because mm-hmm. what's happening is you're solely focused on what is your own personal goal. So that the world can be falling apart around you, people can be bombing, people can be dying, and you're like, hey, I'm going to manifest the shit out of this, you know, and you're going to achieve that. So that's all that is, and you're never going to stop. So that if, even if you anybody has a goal, the chances of succeeding are a lot higher if you just don't quit.
Yeah.
Sorry to burst your bubble.
For a second, I thought she was rocking with me about this.
I'm rocking because I've manifested some crazy stuff. Like, I literally told myself.
Well, they say that we open up, well, during the times, whenever, okay, when people have their orgasms and things like that.
I knew when I was having an orgasm.
Yeah, because you're getting it. You open up your mind, your body, everything is just like pure open or whatever. So when you're doing all of that and you're opening up all these chakras, everything is aligned, your body's aligned. Boom, you manifest. You're like, you put yourself to a new universe or whatever. Some people black out. My auntie, shout out to her. My auntie told me.
Don't tell people her name.
I just said auntie. There's plenty of aunties.
No, I know which one. Her name is auntie.
You don't know her name. What? Well, my auntie said one time
she
that she. She is. But not. She blacked out before she said. So just think about that. People who black out.
The next barbecue, I'm going to be looking like, bitch, what are y'all?
We're freaking geeky. He's not even out here.
Ooh, so that narrows it down, y'all.
But yeah. So y'all, it's a no for y'all? Or y'all going to
No, I mean, so you manifested alone? You well, manifested that was my, alone or yeah. with someone? Like, are you going to be like holding hands?
That's my
like,
question.
I would say so your chakras with a man?
I would think if you want to manifest with someone, and I would say do it with someone who you know you have the same potential, not potential, but you guys are having the same goals. So if you want to get pregnant with this person, I believe if y'all do it together or whatever, you'll be able to put that out in the universe and boom, maybe like out. We both really want this baby. We really want a baby. Let's, when you have sex, just like ovulation charts. You're tracking it, right? It's telling you when science. To do it.
Mitosis.
I'm so done with you. Let's cut her mic off.
You are orange, you're done.
Turn her mic all the way down.
But no, I mean, it's kind of like, it's a self thing.
I think anything that you do that's for yourself, remember I told you about I've been reading into like walking into divine femininity and you know, allowing yourself, like, I mean, you know, you have masculine traits too. Everyone has that. It's, you know, men and women, because like when we're born, we literally have both until a certain point in time, and then that one kind of fully develops, you know? So there's that part in all of us, but I think sometimes we are forced to be more masculine, and then when it comes into like our world that we're creating around us, we're not seeing what's supposed to be meant for us because we're living more in our masculine energy instead of our divine femininity. So I've been focusing more on that, and just when it comes to like opportunities, you know, and just kind of walking in and leading with the feminine me, not feeling like you have to be like, oh, I have to be like a boss bitch and I have to be super masculine mm-hmm. and get my point across. And you encounter so many different personalities and people respond differently to you when you are walking in your divine femininity. So I think that might have a little bit to do with, you know, like you said, manifesting and stuff like that, because you focus on just being a woman. Everything else just doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, I don't know if you guys heard the episode with Jamie the doula, shout out to Jamie. What she was telling me that she actually gives classes about womb, being like a womb healer and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure most women probably don't really know too much about how deep and connected we all are because of our womb. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a powerful, powerful area. And some women are out there just ripping and running, throwing that shit out there, like getting it all fucked
exactly,
up,
and that's,
not knowing that
exactly.
that is your
that's,
power,
mm-hmm,
that's
the
you.
Divine femininity, mm-hmm. and channeling that, and knowing that you don't share that with everyone that you encounter,
yep.
and that's kind of like what I was saying, it's like dating in a more healthy way. You know, a lot of women, they date, and they're like, oh, I'm worn out, or they don't know why they're always moody, or mm-hmm. they're always, you know, have all this negative energy on them, and it's like you are accepting that negative energy from your partner. You know, you guys are literally combining yourself on a cellular level. Mm-hmm. You think that once you pull apart from that person, if you don't take a little bit of that person with you and then they take a little bit with them, you know, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you absorb it and you carry that and you pass that on to the next person. And with half people are not healing themselves and are not like channeling that energy and cleansing their souls, and then they're passing that negative energy onto the next person. I had an ex that told me, he said, women have womb imprints. Like the first man that you've ever been with, you tend to continue to date men, the same type of men. Whether he's a negative man, whether he's abusive, whether he just wasn't good for you, you literally find that man in every man that you try to date thereafter, because it's called a womb imprint. It's something that we can't really help. He was saying, like, you'll try to fight it and date someone that you're just not really, like, attracted to. Or he's like, oh, I'm looking for a nice guy. Or I'm looking for this kind of guy. And you always go back to this type of man because that's the first man that you've ever known, and it's in your womb imprint. Mm. And I was like, oh, my God, that makes a lot of sense.
A man told you this?
Yeah.
Where is he?
I'm there. Don't
worry about it. You know, but I believe so, because I tend to date, you know, and people say, oh, I have a type. You know, women do this classified. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a type. And you look kind of through the and not even look-wise, it can be like a personality or a character trait, you know? And sometimes we say, oh, I like a strong man, I like an alpha man. But typically, it's like the same kind of man you are dating throughout your dating history. And if he's not a good man, you know, doesn't have good character traits, you typically find that in every man that you're dealing with. And it's a womb imprint. And as much as we try to, you know, steer away from that, we have to work harder to go outside of that to kind of reprogram ourselves to find something that we is probably good for us. Or the first man you ever been with, he could have been a saint, you know, and thereafter you just date saints and you just find the love of your life and he's perfect, you know. But I mean, like Sierra, and Future, you know, Sierra obviously likes me, like Future.
Yes,
now because she realized that she had to kind of go outside of what she liked. So what Sierra likes men like Future. Or she wouldn't date a man like Future.
Yeah.
You know, and he can be the bad way, he can be whatever. Maybe it's someone that she had been with in the past. Maybe if you look through her whole dating history. Well, I mean, she dated 50 Cent. She dated 50 Cent. Yeah. Amari Stoudemire. These are all kind of men that are like womanizers. And, you know, they have this type of personality traits. And then she finally met a man that's like, okay, this is a total opposite of what she's ever dated. And it worked for her because he's a good man. But that's not typically what she would go after. Until she probably got her heart broken.
She did.
Yeah.
She was embarrassed.
You know, look at it. Shit happens, you know?
Who, Future?
Yeah.
Beautiful skin.
All right, next.
Oh, God.
So that's the perks.
But I do. Well, he said he never did drugs.
I don't believe he ever did either.
He never did either. Because he's always anything. It was all fake.
He's a nerdy man. If you look at pictures of him, he's a nerdy man that never really got the girl. So now what he's doing is he's just like literally sowing his royal oats. He's going crazy because he never had that attention from that type of caliber of a woman when he was young and he didn't have anything, you know? So it can kind of go both ways and kind of be like a man is like a womanizer. He's like, you know, you guys never cared about me when I didn't have this. So I'm going to encounter every woman and treat them poorly, you know, or it can be a man that says I never had a woman on this level, but let me be good to her because I know for a fact that this is a blessing now.
Yeah. So the question, because you know how like, you said our womb imprints. So how does that work for women who just keep mess, okay, for lesbian women who have never had their womb imprinted?
I don't believe.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, they're with females.
All the time?
Yeah. There's lesbians who have never been with a man.
Yeah,
ever.
Sex is sex. I believe it would still leave some kind of imprint just
so
because
how do lesbians
nothing was, like,
leave
inserted.
Their imprint on other lesbians then?
Well, maybe we should ask.
But
you're asking someone, I'm sitting here like, she's looking at me like, girl, you gonna answer that? I'm looking at her like, girl.
You got it.
No, that's your thing, girl.
I mean, I think it's pretty relevant the same, you know, with lesbians too.
Yeah.
I was like, when you were talking, I was like thinking back, I was like, damn, why am I getting crazy bitches? That's why I'm getting all the crazy ones.
Okay.
All the crazies hit up Vanessa.
No, you saw. Look, 916. No, I think, and once you realize that, you have to fight like your human nature to go against it and find something that is actually good for you.
Yeah.
Because like now when I date, it's like I know what makes me like, woo, I like him. You know what I mean? And if I get that feeling too fast, I'm like, he's bad for me. It's that womb imprint, you know?
Eject.
So let me try to like broaden my, like my horizons and date someone that's actually like, let him reveal himself more to me and I'll be patient because maybe this man could be like a really good man for me. But if I'm solely just going off of things that I'm attracted to, that my body reacts to, it's like womb imprint. Yeah. And my womb imprint's not the best. So. You know, like 6'5", about 250, 260.
Yes, hear that.
Can't be picky.
Yes, you can.
Love isn't picky.
Is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, tell me that next week.
Oh. We got 4 more days, I'll tell you again. Is there anything else you guys want to add? So before
to
we,
the sex magic?
Yes, are you going to try it?
Am I going to? No.
Alright, that's fine.
You seem very confident that you were...
I feel like the
before.
Only, if I were to manifest anything while I'm having an orgasm with someone else, I would think it would be to conceive a child. But I don't see myself manifesting something that I want for myself while I'm having sex with someone else. Because I feel like...
No, alone.
Oh, so it's like masturbation manifesting?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I did that earlier.
I'm not going to manifest in Chick-fil-A.
No, I just... No. I don't see myself doing that. No. Sorry, Ashley.
No, it's you know, fine. Listen, if I'm going to do that, I'm not going to share it with you guys because I think this is super weird. I'm not going to be in the room chanting when I'm having an orgasm. First of all, I'm focusing on my orgasm. I'm not focusing on chanting.
Okay, they're not understanding. I'm not saying chanting.
But it's,
see? Go ahead and call that out. But no.
Mandula ablengata.
We just talked about that in my emotional intelligence class.
Okay, y'all crazy. All right. So I would like to thank you guys for coming on. Correct me if I'm wrong. But before we get out of here, I want to give a shout out to Carter and Irie Apparel, of course. They are the sponsors and they support the show. They're A1 all day, you know. And then also, would you guys like to give out your IGs if you have it and things like that? So people, I know you... They want to slide into DMs and rub your feet.
Oh, yes. But it has to be on an island. Don't forget that part.
Oh, yeah. On the
with
island.
With garlic noodles.
With garlic noodles.
And made $500. From made from scratch.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding, you guys. I truly believe that love is beautiful. And if you find that person and, you know, finances should not play 100% the whole part of it. But mm-hmm. I do believe that, you know, in life we should focus on becoming whole and then being able to add to somebody's life and just being patient, you know, yeah. Instead of just bringing all your burdens and dumping it on somebody else because you want love so bad, work on the little things and know that when you come in contact with somebody, you guys can manifest and become that much more stronger and that much more powerful mm-hmm. because you've taken the time to work on yourself yep. first.
Self-love.
Just be yes. by yourself. Self-love. Nobody wants to be by themselves anymore. I don't understand it. You know, I think everyone's trying to find somebody else, but you spend the most time with yourself throughout your whole life, so you better like yourself.
Yourself, yeah. Yep.
Right?
You gotta like yourself before you mm-hmm. be out there trying to like somebody else.
We were just talking about that in the car.
Just so everyone knows, like, everyone is looking at me right now.
Why though?
I know. She wants somebody. Where's those eyes emojis?
What is it? No, because we're like, oh, you know, you have to learn how to be by yourself. You can't just want somebody. She's like,
yeah.
Want
somebody.
No, you don't want anybody. No. Somebody.
Yeah, you know? No, I definitely don't just want anybody.
Just be by yourself, you know? And just, and you could be that awesome person that when you do encounter someone, you guys share a common interest, you're happy already. Because yeah. someone's not in control of your happiness. I've been yeah. there before when I'm like, make me happy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know what I liked in general for myself. I didn't know what yeah. I liked to make me happy. I was like, damn, all I've ever done was work and go home. Like, what do I like to do? Yeah. Besides yeah. like dating and being in service to a man, you know? Yeah. Outside of that, generally, what did I like to do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had to find that. And once I found it, I was like, hey, I don't need you to go like to movies with me. I like movies, I like shopping, I like to go mm-hmm. and work out. I like these are things that I like and enjoy myself. So if I'm around somebody and we have common interests, that's great, but I don't need you to enjoy doing those things. Mm-hmm.
So again, y'all dropping a lot.
Sorry. I'm a little chatty today.
Oh, but no. okay. I would like to thank you guys also for coming on the show, you know? Thank you, Vanessa, for being here. Thank you, Astrid, and thank you, D Deluxe. Also, Deanna, known as Deluxe, that's your name.
Nikki Deluxe, you guys.
Nikki Deluxe.
Too late.
She's not even hidden.
She can edit that.
Hidden. I will try.
Edit it.
But no. Thank you. And this is Correct Me If I'm Wrong. And yeah, this is your girl, Ashley. And I'm out.